Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, we're going to try and get the pastor back on the line again. There you go. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Lovely, lovely. How are you, my pastor?
I'm okay. And how is everyone there?
Everyone is fine, Mfundisi. Those of us who are not well, we trust that the Lord will make things well. Thank you very much for taking our call, Mfundisi. We have a question from a caller who says, how does the idea of spiritual warfare apply to everyday life? What's the answer, Mfundisi?
I think the answer to that question, according to Paul, makes it clear that we need to be spiritual. Our lives that we live need to be spiritual.
Right.
It's a daily connection with God. It's a daily connection with God. It's something that should be seen in us.
Right.
We have to make it practical. Yes.
So
every day we need to read our Bible.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mfundisi.
Yes. So it's every day we need to read the Bible. Every day we need to pray. Every day we need to love one another. It's something that we need to live on. It's
right.
Something that we believe. Christ makes it clear in John chapter 4 when he said, those who need to worship me, they need to worship me in truth and
in spirit. Yes.
Yeah. So when you believe in something, you tend to live in according to what you believe.
Right.
It's what is going to characterize your behavior.
Hmm.
It's what is going to affect your life.
Right.
Yes.
So what this person is trying to establish here, Mfundisi, is that perhaps you can just explain what spiritual warfare is. What is spiritual warfare?
Spiritual warfare is the life that we are involved in. It also involves the issue of, it's more like you are in a battlefield. Then you tend to behave to the way and to the norms of the place where you belong or the position where you are. It's a daily thing of which you have to stand on what you believe, what you expect, and how you are going to go about it, according to the way I understand it myself.
So, is everyone going through spiritual warfare, Pastor?
Not really. Not really. You know, when you are in it, when you are involved in this spiritual warfare,
right?
You live a whole life. You live in line with Christianity.
Mm.
You know, there are also me. I'm much talking about a Christian life, not really the other way. Because there are also other spirits that fight us. Okay, Paul says you need to put on the armor of Christ because there are also other forces that are fighting us. There are also other things that we need to overcome. So me, I'm talking from the aspect of being a Christian.
Yes,
just, and living
just
according to the principles of God.
Just explain those things. What are those things? Because not every one of us knows. I don't know what it is that I am possibly fighting. Just explain, what are these things that are fighting us, Mfundisi?
We have a lot that are fighting us.
Right.
We can also fight. There's one of them is addiction.
Oh.
Addiction, you need to fight against it. It's something that disturbs especially young people.
So addiction is spiritual warfare?
Yes, to me.
Oh.
Because if your mind is addicted to something that is bad,
right,
glove and the other stuff, those things, they really damage your mind.
Right.
They work in our brains. They fight our brains.
Right.
They fight our inner being.
Mm.
So these things that really attack us, we can only overcome them if we are grounded in the scriptures.
Right. So
yes.
So everyone who is addicted is under a spiritual attack. Is that what the pastor is saying?
Yes, the devil is at work. When you say it's on the negative side, That's what I'm trying to say here.
I see. I see. And do we have a biblical example of spiritual warfare, like addiction, where the Bible could tell us that when you are addicted, for example, you've given an example, you are under spiritual attack. When you are going through this, you are under spiritual attack. Do we have a Bible verse or teaching that would help us understand this more clearly?
Yeah, if you read the Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19 going to 22. Paul makes it clear there is mentioning about the issue of fruits of the Spirit. But before he talks about that, in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19, Paul makes it clear that now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealous, and other more. So these things, if you are under attack, you will be seeing the way you react, right. The way you do things.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you. I hear you, Pastor. And so... Hey, oh, because I'm snake. But I hear you, Mfundis. I mean, all of things now are going through my mind now that you're saying that. Oh, may God help us to fight these battles. Is there a way you could advise us to fight these battles? Because some people, for example, you gave us the example of addiction. They go through the 8 step or the 12 steps of abstinence, of staying sober. You know, those steps, 12 steps. Programs or AA Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm just giving examples of how people fight these spiritual battles. Does that help, for example, or is a solution to addiction just prayer? How do we fight these spiritual battles?
We can only fight these spiritual battles if we are connected to Christ. That's why Christ in John chapter 15, verse number 1, going down, he says, I'm the true vine.
Right.
Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20, makes it clear when he says, not I, but Christ.
Right.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, going down, Paul is urging us to put on the armor of Christ.
Mm.
If we have Christ in us, and we depend totally on Christ.
Right.
We embrace the love of God.
Right.
We cherish him, then we allow Christ to dwell in us and us in him.
Right.
Then we shall totally be overcome.
Yep.
But if we depend on our own strength, it's impossible.
Got it.
It's impossible. Right. Our victory is totally in Christ Jesus himself.
I hear you. I hear you, Pastor. Okay. All right.
Yes.
That's loud and clear, Pastor. Thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to your time and your answers tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further.
Yes, my first time, but tomorrow I will prepare adequately more than this.
Lovely. No,
I'll
this
go
was
through.
Yes. This was great, Pastor. Yes. Thank you very much, Pastor Munali. Pastor Chisuta Munali was our Ask a Pastor for today. He's coming back tomorrow to give us more answers. He is here to take your questions. Keep them coming. Have a wonderful day, Mfundis. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.